Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got this box that's too heavy that I can't get out of the studio, so the box keeps showing up on our Facebook Live. So for those of you listening, we are on Facebook Live, so sometimes you can see how messy the studio is. And the studio is kind of pretty messy, especially since I'm using, like, paper towel to blow my nose. I got my paper towel. Okay, so anyway, so we need to talk about passwords. I have many people that are concerned that they're starting to get dementia, start to having cognitive deficit, and they're concerned because they can't remember the passwords. Well, nobody can remember their passwords. I can't remember my passwords, and I really can't stand where I do come up with a good password, and then the computer says, sorry, time to change it. Like, you're kidding me? I remembered my password. I was able to log on. I was able to do the banking. Now you want me to change the password? So then I change the password to another one of my common passwords. And they go, sorry, you cannot use one of your last 10 passwords. And I'm like, how am I supposed to 10? I only have 3 that I remember. And then sometimes I'll use the password generator. So they will come up with a password for you. Hashtag little b, number 4, big W, big Z, little z, Y, another W, hashtag dollar sign, ampersand star, FRB. Not going to remember that. But they generated the password. And so many of us have Google Chrome or Microsoft or somebody that remembers their passwords. And so I have one computer. And that one computer is the only one I could use to access everything because it's the only one that allows me to access my, because it remembers my passwords. And so we're kind of having an issue here. And the most common passwords that people are still using is, one is password, P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D. Another one is 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. Some people are using 1-2-3-4-5-6. Not good. 8-8-8-8-8-8-8. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. No, you need a letter and you need a symbol. Okay? A. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Yeah, but you need a capital letter. Big A, little A, 1-1-1-1. At that point, you forget it. So this is a problem because everything now, whether it's our bank, whether it's our mortgage, whether it's our power bill, whether it's our cable bill, whether it's our work, it's just too hard to remember. And so here are some easy tips. So one of my passwords was Shaky Boo does Pee Pee House $1 or $1. Apparently, people can figure that out because they talk about Shaky Boo. They say don't use pets. If you talk about your pet, people are going to use your pet. Don't use birthdays. Don't try to come up with, you know, my job sucks. Everybody's password is my job sucks. I mean, I love my job, but you really don't want that because most likely the IT people in your work know your password. Don't use an old lover. Don't use a current lover because, again, somebody can access the password. You know how there's a little I? They can hit the button and then see your password. So if you have a, I hate my wife, and I'm fantasizing about so-and-so, $1, you could get divorced. So one trick I learned of that might actually be really, really good, right, is, you know, because we started to evolve with our passwords to, you know, say a sentence. Like, you know, my dog eats too much, my dog does pee-pee house. That's not working because it's a sentence. So what somebody recommended, which is really interesting, is to pick a famous saying and then use maybe the first letter to that. Okay, so like one of my favorite sayings is from Lord of the Rings, you know, one does not simply walk into Mordor. Right, was that it? Let's see. One does not simply walk into Mordor. Right. Okay, so one, O, D, does, N, for not, S, simply walk into Mordor. So your passwords could be a saying that people might not know about, and then you just use the first letter or the last letter, and then eventually you memorize it. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Now, I'm not going to use that as a password because I just announced it on air. You know, but you know what? Actually, I might, so just don't tell anybody because I think I'm going to use this as a password. But when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. WLGLML. When life gives you lemonades, make lemonade. See? And that's an easier password to remember. And if you forget, just think of the saying. So maybe come up with, you know, slow and steady wins the race. The little sayings like that. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the pains, and I forget of that. Or Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father, refuse thy name, for that will not be but for my love, and I shall no longer be a Capulet. Take the first letters of all of those, shove a dollar sign and a number, capitalize one of them, and you're good. So, you know, we really need to do a little bit better job of our security. We talked about patient privacy. We've talked about, you know, work privacy. We've talked about our money privacy. And many times it's because we're not doing, you know, doing a good job as these computers are evolving. Let's say you hate your mother-in-law and you've been using "I hate my mother-in-law." Again, your wife's going to figure that out. Don't do that. Now, you could use, you know, "Oh, the Dr. Dahlia show really sucks." You know, and you can even just write "the Dr. Dahlia show really sucks." I just don't want anybody to see that in the IT department. So maybe, again, just do the first letters. But we are going to have to be smart. Don't do a birthday. Don't do your favorite Keno numbers. Don't do your favorite bingo numbers. You know, don't bring up, you know, don't do like numbers or QWERTY. A lot of people use QWERTY because the first few letters, Q, U, what is it? It's Q, W, R, T, Y. Somebody tried to mix it up, and apparently this one survey of the most used passwords in 2021, they did one Q, two W, so they thought they were mixing it up. People have outsmarted that. Whatever you think your password is, people have already overcome. So like I said, come up with a real good saying or something in a movie of, you know, a movie, even if it's a movie you hate, memorize that saying and then use that. Tag your it. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So let me ask you guys out there listening. Have any of you had to, throughout this pandemic, just walk away from your business? Just walk, leave the keys, leave the products, and just forfeit it, surrender it back to your landlord or whoever runs your franchise or store. And have you ever just had to leave the keys and walk throughout this pandemic? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners did, kind of talked about the process, and at first they thought it was liberating, but now they're panicking. They don't know if they're going to be able to get another loan They don't know if they're going to be able to start up again. And this is kind of what we're facing. You know, the narrative in the media is all about COVID and variant and more COVID coming and how we might have to lock down and all that. But what people are really kind of caring about right now, even though, yeah, people are worried about the virus and they're worried about the vaccine, but people are really worried about what is their next step. So throughout our lives, especially if you're my age, a Generation Xer or a baby boomer, is you have your 5-year plan, you have your 10-year plan, you have your 20-year plan. The millennials and Gen Zs, they're not big on those 5 and 10-year plans like older people because they weren't instilled in you have to have all this planned ahead. I mean, I spent so much of my childhood and young years planning ahead and being in school and trying to find a secure job that I really didn't hang out and enjoy my youth like I could have. And I didn't YOLO, you only live once. And even in interviews, they still do that. Older individuals will still ask these younger individuals, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? And it's like a deer in headlights look. And don't judge the applicant. How are they supposed to know? And in fact, if they do answer it confidently, I'd be questioning their sense of realism. Now, I help students with their medical school interviews and then their residency interviews. And they'll get asked, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, I want to be a cardiologist, so I see myself having a cardiology clinic. I see myself contributing to the community. I see myself as an attending, teaching students. I mean, those are basically the only answers you can really give. But in many jobs, you know, when they're like, you know, where do you see yourself? They're like, I have absolutely no idea. Maybe that should be the answer. If you're in an interview and they ask you, where do you see yourself? You say, you know, because of everything and the transformation of businesses and retail and our approach to infectious disease, I see myself still learning and being in an industry that might not even have been created yet because this is a rapidly evolving time. Very similar to the Industrial Revolution. Or, I don't know, that kind of sounds like a kiss-up answer, but I tell you, somebody who answers something like that would, to me, mean they understand that pre-COVID is gone, and we're not going to have a pre-COVID. We might go back to no masks. We might go back to handshaking. We might go back to Tindering, right, and dating again. But we are going to have a whole new approach to business, to industry. I don't know if you've driven around some malls, but many shopping malls look like ghost towns. And in the 80s, malls were a real big thing. All right, we're going to go to the mall. Still a lot of young people that go to the mall. They hang out. They check other people out. They walk around the stores. Store owners are like, are you going to buy something? Are you not? But unfortunately, the real estate in these malls are so expensive that if there was any of these companies that got hit badly by a lockdown or in a city that got hit badly with the economy, their store's not open. And so what's happening to these dead malls, these ghost towns, these skeletons? Well, we're hearing Amazon and other companies are buying up as much room as possible to turn them into distribution centers. Amazon needs storage. And NBC News last week, or this week, reported that over the last several months, Amazon has gone on a shopping spree with a number of new mall purchases. The Seattle-based retail giant was able to convert a mall in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, into a 3.4 million square foot distribution center. That same month, they were also able to turn a mall in Knoxville, Tennessee, into a 220,000 square foot distribution center. Worcester, Massachusetts, I think, is going to let them change Greendale Mall into a 121 square foot distribution center. So an analysis by CoreSite Research found that between 2016 and 2019, Amazon converted 25 shopping malls into distribution facilities. And they say that pace could quicken among a bricks and mortar retail environment that is obviously been hammered by COVID, and it was already in trouble because people were going online. We were talking about this a few years ago. In fact, when I made predictions for the decade of 2020, I had said, you know, we're going to definitely see a huge change and a huge shift because people like the idea of a drone bringing their package to them at work or to them at home. People like working at home. In fact, I was talking about how virtual school and working from home was going to grow, and that was before COVID. That's just the way we were going, and COVID helped accelerate that. And so some people like to shop. I hate shopping. I really hate shopping. So people say, yeah, let's go and shop, and you want to hang out and do a shopping day? I don't. I don't want to spend money. I don't want to try on clothes that may not fit anymore. I really hate shopping. When people say, oh, we got to go buy a dress, I hate going and buying a dress. I just don't like to shop. Now, maybe there's some people out there that do like to shop. You know, or they do like to get their exercise, so they'll walk around a mall. And it's just, but that's not enough to keep these places open. Now, people do need dresses. They do need furniture. They do. I just hate shopping. When my husband says we got to go find a piece of furniture, oh, I hate it. He hates it. We just hate shopping. I don't think there's enough people out there that like shopping enough to keep these places open. Amazon makes it easy. If I need to buy toilet paper, I could be in my pajamas, go over to my husband's computer because I don't have the password and I don't know the password to my Amazon, but on his computer I could access it, right? And then I could order my toilet paper. And, oh, you know what? We need some toothpaste. And I don't have to walk into a Walmart now. I don't have to walk into a Target. And so I'm finding that I can do things easier. We all can. So for those of you that are looking to your next business, what is going to, you know, what if retail is your thing? What if you really know retail or you really know clothes? You know, one of my, close friends' fathers, who was kind of like a godfather to me, had passed. He had owned a men's clothing warehouse for, you know, big and tall men. And even those who were, you know, not big and tall size. And it's an art, you know, to have somebody that really, really knows what you need in terms of, you know, tie and coloring and fabric and what sweats and what doesn't sweat. I mean, there is an art to it, but people don't care about that. I could buy something online, it worked. I'm not going out to work, I'm at home. So whatever I'm wearing just has to look good on Zoom. And so we're not needing those specialists anymore. And for those of you that was your thing, you're not, unfortunately, going to have a job market. Now, food. People want food and they want good food. And many of us have had some lousy food during the pandemic. So I do see restaurants reopening and I see restaurants doing well. I don't see the ones where they're charging $15 for a burger doing well. And I think you're going to have a lot of restaurants like the Denny's or some of these ones that used to do $1.99 breakfast or Grand Slam. Some of them might struggle if they have to because of all the new costs for employees, etc. They're going to have to struggle if they want to raise their prices. Prices will go up. We will see inflation. We're going to talk about Biden's new federal spending plan. I think he did drop it from 2 something trillion to 1.5. But we are going to see a wave of inflation and costs go up. So, I really feel for you guys that had to leave your retail store. I just don't know if Amazon's going to start opening these places up and if other places are going to have to, you know, if the malls can't stay open, where you're going to be able to open up your new store. 1-877 Doc Deli.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The battle against the coronavirus is still continuing. According to Johns Hopkins University, COVID-19 cases are still rising in most states. Pfizer is now asking the FDA to allow its coronavirus vaccine to be administered to kids ages 12 to 15. This comes as deliveries of Johnson & Johnson's single-shot vaccine are expected to drop by more than 80% next week due to ongoing manufacturing problems. The White House says health officials are now working to make sure the situation doesn't impact their mass vaccination drive.
On Johnson & Johnson, the company is working closely with the FDA to resolve any manufacturing issues. Johnson & Johnson has also reiterated its commitment to provide at or near 100 million vaccine doses by the end of May.
This is USA Radio News. The former Minneapolis police officer who was charged in the death of George Floyd is still on trial. Today is the 10th day. Jurors heard from the medical examiner who conducted the autopsy and signed the death certificate. The doctor stood by his original ruling that Floyd's death was a homicide.
As a medical examiner, we applied the term homicide when the actions of other people were involved in an individual's death. In my opinion, the law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take.
But under cross-examination, the medical examiner did note some other factors that may have contributed to George Floyd's death.
So in your opinion, both the heart disease as well as the history of hypertension and the drugs that were in his system played a role in Mr. Floyd's death?
In my opinion, yes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a quarter of our country is vaccinated against COVID. That's pretty darn good. I believe Biden had reached his goal that he had set. And then some. And people are pretty excited and saying, yeah, that's great, but you have a lot of people still unexcited about the vaccine. People want some answers as to why a clinic that was offering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine had to stop.
why some people are, you know, claiming to have reactions, why there's been about 2,600 reported deaths after the vaccine, even though the CDC says, look, guys, nope, we evaluated it. They aren't COVID vaccine related. We just don't have still enthusiasm to the degree that would reach herd immunity. And so many people blame President Trump. They said, well, it's Trump. Trump had told white men to not get the shot, and so they're the reason why we won't reach herd immunity. Well, no, not that. In fact, studies are looking at the demographics of vaccine-hesitant Americans, and even though it may include white Republican men, it also includes African Americans, it includes women, it includes a lot of demographics. The two key ones, according to one study here in the National Review, says African Americans and white Republican men were particularly hesitant or reluctant to get vaccinated. 55% of African Americans had told the Kaiser Family Foundation in a survey that they had been vaccinated or were interested. This was compared to 64% of whites, 61% of Latinos. But you do have a percentage of Hispanics, blacks, whites saying no, they're not going to get vaccinated. Now, there has been a little bit of a parallel to a political party. One study found that 79% of Democrats were interested in getting vaccinated, 46% of Republicans were interested or already vaccinated, 57% of independents. And when you do look at vaccine refusals, more appear to identify themselves as Republican. But I think it's a little ridiculous because I can't tell you how many of my Democratic friends don't want to get the vaccine, how many of my Republican friends want to get the vaccine. So I don't really think President Trump or President Biden get the credit for somebody wanting to get a vaccine or not. Now, this hesitancy is something that could be an issue from a public health standpoint, or it could not end up being a big deal after all. So why are people hesitant? What are the reasons? Well, one could be distrust of the government. If they think the government went back and forth on the masks, and if the government took too many liberties with shutdowns, you know, once you got to take away a person's ability to feed their family, they're probably not going to listen to your advice to get a vaccine. Other things that could be driving the hesitancy is their personal experience with COVID. Now, I have many people that are pro-vaccine, that want people to get the vaccine, but they had COVID and they are afraid to get the vaccine. They went through COVID. And they're like, no, I don't want to take any chance of anything happening to me. Even though the way the vaccines are, the vaccines cannot give you COVID. It's not a weakened version of the virus. It's a little genetic instruction sample that tells the cell to make spike proteins, which are the outer parts of the virus. You're not getting COVID when you get the vaccine, but some people are so traumatized by their COVID experience that no, they don't want to go outside the house. They don't want to be near a nurse. They don't want anything going inside their body because they are counting the blessings that they're survived. On the flip side, you have people that got such mild COVID that they're saying, why am I going to get the vaccine? The COVID was mild. And so I'm fielding these objections to the vaccine, you know, with as much understanding, you know, and openness to their concerns, even though I'm saying, well, this is why, you know, we want you to get the vaccine. You know, there is a chance that when you did get COVID, you didn't produce enough antibodies. What kind of a chance? Well, we don't know. We're hearing variances of what sort of immunity you have. We've seen people who have had COVID still show up negative with their antibodies. But the big reason is you know, you might have had an older COVID. We call it the wild type strain, the first one. When, you know, maybe these vaccines do provide enough protection against the variants, and the variants are what we're worried about. I mean, I'm looking right now at the world numbers. India just reported another 131,000 cases, 662 deaths. The U.S., another 14,000 cases, another 159 deaths. Remember I told you guys I was watching the Serious Critical column? That's what I really use as a metric. You know, how many people are ending up in the hospital? It is rising. Not steeply, but each day it's going up. So from being in the 8,000s, 8,500s, and a week or two ago, we're now at 9,100. So we've had a few more hundred people enter the hospital with COVID. Now, true, when you look at the numbers compared to, you know, 330 million people, a few hundred people in the hospital, you know, shouldn't make us shut down and ruin the economy like it has. But it does tell us we're dealing with a virus that puts people in the hospital and can kill. Italy, another 18,900 cases, 719 deaths. Russia, another 9,000 cases. UK, another 3,100 cases. You know, I don't have Brazil numbers, but they're definitely grappling with the P1 variant. The P1 variant now in the U.S. is the second most common variant. So, you know, vaccine hesitancy needs to stop being blamed and compared to politics. Because, unfortunately, we are so divided from a political standpoint that some people may be so afraid of looking Republican or so afraid of looking Democrat that they might change their approach to getting a vaccine. And this is a public health crisis, and I cannot stand that politics got involved to the degree that it did. It should have never got involved. And so, you know, I want to tell you guys that the shot is 1,000% safe. I'm not going to do that. It's not 1,000% safe. It's fairly safe. I got it. My family got it. My kids haven't gotten it yet. If they want it, I'm not going to have any issue with them getting it. I feel confident that the vaccine is safe enough. But I do think there are issues. I do think there are people that might, you know, not benefit as much as others. Michigan, looks like three people still died of COVID despite being vaccinated. We knew that would happen. Nothing is 100%. But the hesitancy, you know, is still, the hesitancy to the vaccine needs to not be mocked, but it needs to be evaluated, investigated, studied, and find out exactly what it is. You know, when somebody tells me, look, I don't want to get the vaccine now, If it isn't the booster for the variants, if I have to get another vaccine in 5-6 months, I'll just get that one. I understand why they're doing that. No need to make fun of them, shame them, you know, accuse them of being a capital rioter. The person wants to wait until there's a booster. Not ideal, because unfortunately you could die of COVID before then, and I'm going to say that and let them know that, but they don't have to be mocked. I mean, you know, this approach that people want to do where you're not going to be able to fly, you're going to have a vaccine passport, you won't be allowed back to work, you won't be allowed back to school. We have to be really, really careful with that. Because, you know, we are seeing Democrats and Republicans, blacks, whites, you know, I mean, we don't want to discriminate. And if you have a demographic that is afraid, you know, that it hasn't been studied in their population and you can prove safety, then they might not want to get the vaccine. So what, you're not going to let them work? You're not going to let them go to school? 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, all right, this is interesting. I'm trying to remember, there was a comedian a while back, and I'm not sure, I got to remember this, but the comedian had said moms and dads differ by moms having like all these like stages, when they get mad. You know, you are testing me. You are testing me. Don't make me go there. Don't make me go there. Okay, I'm going to count one. Don't make me count to two. Two. Now I'm getting mad. Now I'm mad. Now I am, oh, I am so frustrated. I am livid. Do you want to see me scream? I'm going to scream. Three, four, I'm going to get to five. And they have all these levels, right? And the comedian has said that with guys, and I don't know what year this was in, but with guys, they only have two levels. They have couch, and I guess they said silver back gorilla. Such that when moms were like, I'm getting your father, I'm going to get your father. Father's on the couch, quiet, and then all of a sudden, he turns to gorilla. Your mom said to brush your teeth. I'm not sure how the comedian did it, but he said, it was so funny. I remember that with my dad. You know, I mean, my dad would be quiet. You'd think my dad would be asleep. And then all of a sudden, he would go from 0 to 90. Whereas us moms, we have all these levels. Now, and the stereotypes, we've tried to, throughout the years, change the stereotypes, you know, and not have women stereotype or partner stereotypes. The very interesting, we have a study that came out of Ohio State University that said manly men might have better parenting skills. Now, I don't like studies that have to do with questionnaires. I'm not really big on questionnaires because apparently that's how they did the study. They gave a bunch of men a questionnaire and asked them to rate themselves. Okay, well, of course, they're going to be like, yeah, manly. I'm a dude. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the guy is going to be rating themselves. So they took this questionnaire in the ninth month of their partner's pregnancy, and then I believe a few months after the baby was born. And they had to rate themselves based on being competitive, based on being daring, adventurous, dominant, aggressive, courageous, standing up to pressure. And they found that those men who weren't all the way on the other side, which they called hostile sexism, you know, thinking feminists are out to get them and things like that, the ones who weren't sexist appeared to have better parenting skills and coping skills. Well, not my favorite study because, again, it's, you know, how do you rate that? How do you, you know. But a lot of these guys said, yeah, we should help with the bathing. We should help with the feeding. We should help. But I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to be, you know, a dominating factor. I'm going to, you know, not show fear. Now, when you see something like this, you're like, it's 2021. You know, are we even going to entertain the term manly? You know, even though you have The Rock, right, you know, being surveyed as to whether he would be the next president. And you're like, ah, he's so handsome. But it's interesting. There was a video that was circulating Facebook. I had posted it on, you know, daddies who rock, daddies who, you know, really bust a move to save their kid, or reflexes, the reflexes of daddies. And in this, in these videos, you see these kids just about to fall, or just about to get hit by a car, or just about to drown. And you see the father with amazing reflexes grabbing that kid, leaping into a pool, jumping in the line of fire to save their kid. Now, okay, as a mom, the first thing I notice is, wait a second, the kid should never have been on that table. The kid really should have never been in that position to begin with. Why was the kid alone in the pool? Where was daddy? So, I mean, as a mom, I'm like, snap, I feel like, okay, wait a second here, you screwed up. You know, and if it was my husband, he would have already had a lecture. I wouldn't have been like, oh, yay, my hero. I would have been like, why was the kid in that position to begin with? So I would have really rained on his parade. But I still have to say, those daddies rock. To be able to leap from the house and dive over the baby gate fence into the pool to save that kid, heroic. And so it obviously took daddies that were pretty athletic, that were pretty fast, that weren't stoned, that were aggressive, that were assertive. So, you know, what does this mean? Well, they've done studies and they've looked at what female partners might look for in a heterosexual relationship. And some of them look for hair. Some of them look for body odor. I don't know. I mean, I like shaved chests. I think they look good. But, you know, if someone has hair, they have hair. I mean, that's their body. I don't like stinky, you know, but they said that certain smells will turn a woman on. I mean, you know, when you're really into somebody, you don't care what they smell like, you know? And it looked like the more manly and sweaty and muscularly and dirty in this one study, right, really attracted their future mate. But on the opposite, I've seen just as many studies looking at your partner being either same sex or, you know, being softer, less aggressive, more caring, you know, being, again, more attractive. So when this study comes out saying, you know, who's a better parent, they have to really be careful. Because I judge a good parent on how the kids turned out, on how the kids were raised, on if the kids were fed, on how that parent treated the other partner, the other parent. You know, how that partner, how that parent, you know, managed it all. You know, what that parent prioritized. Did that parent save? Did that parent put themselves in a position where they now have to be dependent on the child? So I think there's a lot of parameters on how to rate, you know, how good a parent is. But it is interesting that this topic keeps coming up of the old caveman version of dudes. You know, I mean, my husband is, you know, one of those, you know, gorilla type where he will roar. You know, he'll be quiet. He'll do nothing. You won't even know he's in the house. And I'm like, you want me to get daddy? Daddy? Okay, daddy, we need you. He's mad. The man, he's mad at me. Right? The man, when I call daddy, oh my God, the pets flee. Yeah, and he comes out and he's strange. They listen to him. Why? I'm not scary enough. I mean, I try to be scary. I have the mommy face. I can yell, I can scream, I can throw things. No, it's only when I get daddy and he roars that all of a sudden the kids listen. I mean, it's been that way for years, and it frustrates me as a mom because I was always worried if my husband ever left me, how do I get them to listen to me? You know, I can't bring in a new boyfriend and have them listen to the new boyfriend. It has to be me. They have to respect and fear me. And they don't. They, you know, I'll tell them to do something and they won't. I mean, I've actually had to call my husband and tell my husband to call the kids so they would listen to me. And that's really frustrating because I really like to consider myself, you know, a gorilla as well. I mean, I could roar. I could make people's lives miserable. I could get off the couch. But, you know, while we're trying to define what makes a good parent, I think we do need to embrace some of the old school caveman techniques of, you know, we do need food, okay, whether it's the cavewoman or caveman. We do need somebody who is willing to protect the family and put their lives on the line. We do need somebody aggressive. I mean, if it means you guys have to get away from the volcano, like we see right now in the Caribbean that's going off, you need to be able to scoop up those kids and the pets, you know, and the wife and the mother-in-law, and you need to get everybody out of there. You know, it is going to take some brawn, maybe mentally, emotionally, or physically. But, you know, that doesn't mean only the sexy, big, muscular, rock, you know, just sheer, gorgeous manhood is the only thing that's going to be able to populate. I think, you know, women and men will look at anybody as being attractive, but, you know, for me, dang. Or you got to look like Michael Fassbender. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.